Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Yo, so I turned on the basketball game last night to watch the Celtics obliterate, is I think the word, the Brooklyn Nets. They'll be in congratulations. You played yourself in about an hour. But I was also checking out St. John's Seton Hall. You know, I've been following Seton Hall, man. Coach Shaheen, man, who was at St. Peter's Prep, it took him to what was that, the Elite Eight or the Final Four last year, remember, the Jersey City team? What was it? Final Four. Yeah, he's at Seton Hall now, so I want to see what he does over there. Interesting basketball story. All right, another sports news. Tom Brady's up out of here. He finally went and go sit down. Do you think, Laura, do you remember like his whole breakup with his wife after he went back to play?
Kind of, yes.
Giselle Bundchen.
Ex-supermodel.
Yeah. Do you think he went back to play football after retiring? Because remember, he retired, then went back. Mm-hmm. Then we heard about the breakup. Mm-hmm. You think the breakup was because he went back to play?
That's the rumor. Like, I guess they had decided, okay, we're done with this chapter in our life as a family. And then
he was like, nah, I'm not done.
And then he went back. And then she was like, all right.
Well, I'm out.
We don't know what happened behind, you know, the scenes.
But let's just go with what you're saying. Yeah. Just for the sake of conversation. Because that's all I keep thinking about. And so now you're retiring.
Yes.
Do you think they get back together?
No. No, she's been...
seen out and about.
She's out and about, yes, with someone else.
That doesn't mean nothing. People rekindle.
Yeah. She chimed in, too, after he retired again.
Oh, she had something to say.
She had some words for him. Yeah, I'll tell you later on Flesh.
Oh, I want to hear that. I need this part. This is really the only piece I care about in the story, because Tom Brady, obviously, professionally... is one of the greats. But how many people that you know professionally that are great at something, but their personal life is in shambles?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
Many, because they're married to their career.
Yeah.
Boom.
You know what I'm saying?
And so that was really the only thing that was of interest to me. We could talk about how many Super Bowls he won.
Right.
But I often look at people's personal life, because no matter what you do professionally and whatever your bank account looks like, I be thinking like, yo, what do you go home to, though? Right?
Yeah.
When you lay down at night, are you super happy? Right. Or is your ability to focus on career based on the fact that at home it's so terrible, so you may as well just focus on your career?
Right.
It also, sometimes you're just in love with your job. You know what I mean? You actually love what you do for a living. But like in Tom Brady's case, it's physically demanding. So after a while...
Well, no, I think it's about balance, is my point. Yes, you can be in love with your career, but if your career is all you have, what kind of life is that?
Right. That happens to a lot of people.
Yeah.
A lot.
That work-life
balance. Work-life balance.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was an interesting piece for me, because I want to see... how this plays out for bro.
I know.
What's going to happen?
I know.
And maybe he don't want to be wearing no more either.
Yeah.
And they fell out of love and it's, you know, boom, boom, pow.
It could happen.
And so he was like, look, I really don't want to be with her either. I'm going back to work.
Because I know work loves me.
Yeah.
Work. Well, not this season.
Right. But, you know,
not
right.
This season. He got back to work and was like, damn, this bitch don't love me no more. Damn it. Oh, man. Let's get it. Laura never loses time. We got Sharik on the line.
Oh, man.
We got Chris on the line. Chris, good morning.
Yo, what's up? Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for joining the program. Sharik, thanks for joining the program.
Yes, good morning.
I wasn't sure. I normally try to speak to the young lady on the line first.
That's right.
But with names like Chris and Sharik, I didn't know who the lady was.
Right. So who is the lady?
Sharik is the lady.
Sharik.
But Sharik could have been a man's name.
Yeah, that sounds like my
Chris could have been a woman's name.
That's my weed plug, Sharik.
See?
You know what I'm saying?
Why are you putting up business out
Sorry.
There?
Sorry. Not her, but you know.
Him. Mm-hmm. Oh, I thought you were saying Sharik right here is your weed plug.
No, I know Sharik,
you sell
that's
weed
the
on
weed
the side?
No.
You got a side hustle?
Nah, no side hustle.
Nah, just the main job. Just the main job.
Just the main job, yeah.
I see you. Chris, you got a side hustle, sir?
Yeah, I got that work on me.
Hold up. What you slinging out here, Brody, bro? You got that. You got that. What, you got that Gorilla Glue? You got that OG Kush?
You know what I mean?
I got that Diesel.
Woo, that Diesel. Wait, OG Diesel or some new hybridized nonsense?
You know I got to keep with the young Gen Z. I got that new stuff.
I don't trust it. Do you, Chris. Be safe, man. They cracking down out here, man. Now that the marijuana is recreational, mm-hmm. if you ain't got the proper licensing,
right?
That's how they gonna get people now. You understand that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's clear. That now that it's legal, it'd be like selling moonshine.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. So,
because you gotta have the licenses.
Cut out all the small guys.
Well, no, you can get a small guy license. You can get a delivery license. They haven't, legalized. You can get, I'm on the Cannabis Commission.
Right.
The advisory board, if you will.
Okay.
But they made sure to make the little guy have something too. So the licenses aren't yet available for the little guy yet. But there will be a delivery license that you could get on.
Okay.
There will be, I think it's called a micro retailer or a micro business.
Really?
Where you can have a small business. You don't have to be like super brolic with your, you know what I'm saying, with your operations, and you can still get in the game.
So is it as easy as getting an LLC?
Like, you mean you just send somebody an email and it's done? No, it ain't that easy.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So it's for the dude on his block who wants to still continue to dispense marijuana, he can't just open an LLC and then say, I'm going to continue distributing.
No, you got to have a license.
He's got to be approved or something.
You're selling something that is an intoxicant, if you will. Hmm. So you got to have the proper licensing for sure. If you want to be legit.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Sharik, who you want to represent you today, me or Laura Stavs?
Laura.
All right, now. 60 seconds on the clock. Shawnee's got the questions.
That's right.
Tickets to the HBCU Legacy Classic basketball game. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Everybody over at the Prudential Center in Newark. That's the tickets we got. Let's play. Laura.
Never. Lose it.
Right here. Little Kim was...
Ebro.
Mm.
Little Kim.
Three. Mm. Two. One.
Says she's doing a biopic.
Correct, but incorrect. Oh. Little Kim was the latest to perform at which historic venue after Drake's recent performance?
Oh, yeah.
That would be the Apollo Theater.
The Apollo. True. Ducati Laura. Is... Laura.
Aye. Ducati is a motorcycle.
Motorcycle. That's the
type of
vehicle.
I didn't even hear him say Ducati.
Ducati.
Yeah, I said Ducati. Mm. Which Starz show was just renewed? Laura.
Power Book 3.
Incorrect. Which Starz show was just renewed for its fourth season ahead of the third season premiere?
Oh, I know.
Three.
Ahead of the third season premiere.
Two.
Gosh.
One.
Power. BMF.
Incorrect. Power Book 2.
Oh, I was going to say two.
Two. Who reportedly... selling her underwear on eBay. Ebro.
Lotto.
Facts. Who do the Swiss Guard protect? Ebro.
Who's the Swiss Guard protect?
Three. Two. One.
That I don't know, Ebro.
The Queen of England.
Incorrect. Mm-hmm. Laura wins. That would be the Pope.
Wait,
the Swiss Guard protects the Pope?
I did not know that.
What kind of operation is that?
You could have tied the game with that.
Why would I know that? And why does that doesn't even make
Swiss
sense?
Guard.
That sounds
Swiss
corrupt.
Guard?
It does.
Like, what does Switzerland have to do with the Pope?
Yeah.
Sounds like, you know what I'm
Switzerland
saying?
And Italy?
I don't know,
sounds
man.
Like Gary and Cahoots. Sounds corrupt to me.
What's going on here? The Vatican ain't got their own peoples?
They do. They got their
Vatican
own
Vatican City, right?
Yeah. It's its own country.
Right.
Wait, what, Griff? You know about this stuff?
Those guys who walk around the Vatican, that's the Swiss Guard.
Yeah, are they from Switzerland?
I don't. No, in all honesty, they've always been called the
Swiss Guard. Watching these people. These people up to some shenanigans. You know that. For thousands of years.
That's right.
Been watching them.
Got it here.
Yo, Sharik.
Yes.
You getting these tickets, fam?
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. Go, Laura.
All right.
Congrats,
Chris,
mama.
Man. Keep safe out there, buddy.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Have fun, guys.
All right, man. Yo, thank you for listening. Sharique, hang on the line. On the way, Flashing Lights with Laura Staff.
Coming up in a Flashing Lights report, yes, Tom Brady is retiring. And I'll let you know what his ex-wife, Giselle, had to say about all this. Coming up, Flashing Lights.
7 minutes, commercial free. Non-stop hip-hop. Coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Do you reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Almost to the weekend. We got some just nasty weather still on the way.
Yes.
And by nasty, I mean just cold. The cold starts to roll in like tomorrow morning, Friday morning at 6 a.m. It'll be 27. At 6. By 6 p.m., it'll be 14.
Okay.
That's almost a 13-degree drop.
Right.
See what the real feel is, what it'll really feel like with the wind and
that's what really matters.
Talk to him.
You know what I'm saying? What's that real feel?
Oh, -2.
Oh.
By the time you're getting off work tomorrow at 6 p.m.
I'm not going. Damn. I was going to say I'm not going outside, but how can I not? Got to go to work.
Well, no, you'll be headed. I mean, if for those of us that work early, hopefully you'll be headed in by 4 o'clock, which it'll be 2 degrees.
Right.
But then, yeah, by 6 p.m., -2 with the real feels.
Ugh.
Right.
Tomorrow. This is tomorrow business, so just getting your mind right.
Man.
Saturday, you wake up and it's, you know, let's see. If you wake up early, Saturday morning in the city, -9 at 6 a.m. Saturday morning.
That's
real feel. That's
what
the real
feel.
Feel
like. Oh, my God.
-9?
By 3 p.m. on Saturday, on a sunny, beautiful Saturday, by the way, not a cloud in the sky.
Mm.
It'll feel like 14 degrees.
See?
And playing so games. It's starting to warm up. That's the warm up. And then, which takes you into Sunday, which gets a little bit warmer. But that Friday into Saturday?
Right.
It's not going to be nice for you.
It's not going to be nice. Can I switch the subject real quick, real short?
Yeah, I mean, of course you can, Sean. You love doing that.
So, Zsa Zsa, you know.
That's your son.
That's my son, 14 years old, freshman in high school.
Okay.
He asked a girl to the Valentine's Day dance.
Bravo.
Oh,
bravo, man.
Nice.
He worked up the courage. I think we talked about this a little bit before.
That's right. Well, we didn't talk about it on air. You and I talked about it off the air because I didn't want to put his business out.
Facts. Thank you. So, now his mom knows, and she's
like. That's why we didn't talk about it on the air, because.
She didn't know yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Got to respect it. Let her not find out through the radio. But now that's she's right. All involved. And she's like, look. You know, he's got to pay for her ticket, and she wants to get him to get her a corsage.
That's right. She's just doing the right stuff.
Well, a corsage, though?
A corsage, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
Is this Valentine's?
It's not a prom.
I don't know. Yeah, the proms is more the corsage business, where you take the little thing, you walk up, you got the big little plastic jam,
right.
And you open it up, and you put it around her wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
But maybe the school, maybe they doing this.
Is that it?
So you need to ask
Jaja.
Made that up. Yeah, you need to ask Jaja what the tone is for the dance.
Yeah. Right.
Let him tell
you.
Because
he don't know the dress code or nothing. It's not like tuxedos and
all
that.
Yeah, if it ain't like a formal, then I don't know if the corsage plays. You could get her another. You could still get her flowers. As a nice Valentine's with a card, like an actual card and flowers, teddy bear. Then when he pick up, I don't know what the chaperone situation is going to be. He shows up with some gifts. Always nice to show up with gifts.
For sure.
Always.
Chocolate, teddy bear.
Women love a gift, no matter how big or how small.
And he asked her, said, are you going to the dance? She said, yeah. He said, you want to go together? She was like, yeah.
Perfect.
He had one of them little T.Y. teddy bears together.
Oh, he gave her a teddy bear.
He gave her a teddy bear.
Okay.
When he asked her.
That was a good move, because if she said no, he could have been like, you see?
And kept it in his
pocket. Keep my little teddy bear. Yeah, keep
so he, when move she to the said yes, one. That's when he took the teddy bear.
Then he gave it a little teddy bear.
That's
good
cute.
Job.
You know what I'm saying? So now he's like, you know, I'll pay for you if you're cool with that.
Aww.
That was the right approach. I'll pay for you if you're cool, because you know these ladies out here, they want you to provide. Until they don't want you to provide.
And that's what I told him. I said, well, ask her.
If it's okay with her. Yeah.
Yeah, don't just demand and tell her, you know what I'm saying? I'd like to pay for you. so that your parents don't got to give you the money for the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we can rock together. And she was like, you sure? And she was like, yeah. She was like, you really sure? And he was like, yeah. This is last night in the
so
text.
Sweet.
And he's like, yeah, I got you. And she's like, all right, thank you.
Now, now he need to put her on the clock.
What?
What clock is this?
So we going, I done bought you a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I done bought you a bear.
That's right.
I done picked you up.
That's right.
I done did X, Y, Z.
Mm-hmm.
If after the dance, she doesn't give him just a little thank you card or a little
something
text,
back.
Something thoughtful to say, hey, I had a great night and thank you.
Yeah.
Watch her, B.
Okay. The thank you is... Yes, she should say something nice.
Nah, she need to buy.
You gotta watch her. I hit him with the watch her too.
She doesn't owe him anything.
She need to buy him a Pokemon card or something.
Something, right? She don't, right? I told him, watch her. I'm glad that she responded. Are you sure this is what you want to do? Because I'm like, if you just said, yo, I'd like to pay for you, and she was like, well, I thought you was gonna pay for me anyway. What you thought I was?
Watch her.
I was gonna be like, watch her. But she played it right. She was like,
because yo, people will get out, and it's not just ladies.
Entitlement.
Ungrateful is the word.
Well, mm-hmm. This young lady sounds like she was grateful.
So far, we watching her, though.
So let's see.
Whoever you are.
Let's see. A nice thank you at
Uncle
the end.
Uncle Ebro
nice.
Is paying attention. Right. You start moving funny, ma.
Ebro, shut up.
Let's go. Flashing light.
Oh, my gosh.
Dudes get taken advantage of all the time.
Yeah, but let's let this play out.
Nah,
just started.
That's not my job, is to let it play out. My job is to be ready for the rip.
Early.
Don't put any weird energy in his head.
No, Shani's not doing it. Shani's chilling. This is me.
Let him go.
It's me from the cheap seats.
Yeah.
Screaming.
Yeah, I didn't tell him to watch her yet. I just said if she had responded different, then you'd have had to watch her.
That's right.
If she'd have expected it, like, of course she was going to pay. I wasn't paying.
What?
I'd have been like,
No, she said, are you sure that's okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay, that's
she's
nice.
Polite.
She was
well mannered. This one's well mannered.
That's right.
She got a good upbringing.
Because she was like, you don't have to. But if you sure? And he was like, yeah.
Oh, he was a kind sis.
Wait, she said you don't have to?
She said you don't have to.
I got a different tone.
And then she said, oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Yeah. So I was like, all right, she good. Okay. So far, so good. See what happens.
Right. All right, guys. So Tom Brady is officially retiring again. He went on social media, and let's hear what he had to say.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I'd just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors.
All right.
I could go on forever. There's too many.
Too many.
Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream. I wouldn't change a thing.
Yeah, you would.
Love you all.
You absolutely
you
would
all.
Change a thing. This last season that just went by, you better stop lying.
So his ex-wife, Gisele Bündchen, she chimed in. She said, wishing you only wonderful things in this new chapter in your life.
Okay. That was, listen, man. Like I said, there's people out here who put their family before, put their work before their family. And I get it. It's work, depending on what you do, could be addicting, validating in many ways. Mm-hmm. But I always look at people who got all this success, and then at home, things is in shambles.
It's true.
Because that balance is so important. Because remember, Tom's what, 45? He got, God willing, everything works out. He's living another 50 years, 40-something years, 45, 50,
sure.
Who knows? Another lifetime, if you will.
Yeah.
And not you don't always think about that when you're in your 20s and your 30s. It's like, yo, I'm 30. I got to do another 30 joints. What's that next 30 joints going to be
30?
Like? What's that next 40 joints going to be like? And so when Tom Brady unretired and went back to play football and his wife was doing all this and he had to take time off from training camp and came back and everybody talking about the breakup, was the breakup already happening and he decided to go back to work? Or did the breakup happen because he went back to work?
We don't know. I don't know, at least.
There's a clip of him on the sidelines yelling at one of his teammates this past season saying that I didn't leave my family to effing lose to the blah, 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 blah.
Oh, my God.
Which tells me, my dude, you went back and played, had, I mean, a mediocre at best season for Tom Brady.
I don't mean to laugh, but wow.
See, but you see?
Wow.
Yeah. I left my family to live like this. This can't be life. This can't be life.
Yo, it just sounds wild, but that's your Flesh and Light report. The time is 7:05. Today's a high of 40 degrees, and alternate site parking rules are in effect.
Well, we might have to bring that up later, too, because there's people out here living regular everyday lives that put their work before their family or put their hobbies or put their, you know, endeavors outside their family ahead of their family.
That's fact.
And then their family was like, yeah, enough out of you, buddy. And now you have all this success, or maybe things worked out for you. Maybe they didn't, but you're going home, and that place is empty.
And also remember, he signed a TV deal before he even was going to retire.
For $385 million, Laura Stiles, and Laura, over 10 years.
And for 10 years.
So he didn't have to go back and play football.
And he didn't have to go home either. He was going to be like, hey, I'm not going home. I know you think I'm about to retire. I'm not coming home. I'm going to be traveling every week anyway. So it's there's a lot of things.
There is a small.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
In there for Tom Brady.
I would think so.
An inkling of one.
Has to be.
A smidgen.
I agree.
A smidge.
Maybe more.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1 New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So, I think the names are Ta-Nehisi Coates, Bell Hooks. I'm trying to think of the books that were removed from the Advanced Prep African American Studies program that was approved by the College Board. You didn't read about this, Rosenberg.
Why do you put College Board in air quotes?
Because
is that a real board?
I guess it's a real board.
Okay.
They're the board that approves the college prep stuff.
College prep.
But not like a actual university. It's not like the university system. It's the advanced prep courses.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure if this particular college board is a national thing or it was just Florida State. If you know the difference in this college board, because I was reading on it, I couldn't grasp. Nonetheless, they have removed books for these college prep courses and even passed laws that now they can't talk about critical race theory in any of these college prep courses. What they can talk about, though, is black conservatism.
Oh, yes. That was added on there.
That was added on.
Oh, yeah. Really? Interesting.
That was added on there.
So that was added in, and any progressive thinking of looking at our society through the lens of white supremacy and policies and laws that propagate white supremacy, all of that was taken out.
What state is this? Florida.
This is Florida, and this is something DeSantis pushed for down in Florida. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if it's applicable nationwide. That's what I couldn't gather from the readings that I did. And if you know the difference, you can hit me with a tweet or something. But all of this sounds like...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Still in denial, man. Playing yourself. Still hoping that one day... thought and books holding this nation accountable for its original sin, the monies made for free labor off slavery, and any conversation around laws and policies that were resurrected to keep black folks, black people mostly, black and brown in general, and sometimes women in their place. Mm-hmm. Get those thoughts up out of here. We don't want to have to deal with any of the ugly stuff. Mm-mm. We don't want little Bobby, little Susie right. sitting in class feeling guilty.
Right, move on. Move on.
You know what's in the,
nothing to see here.
The irony is they don't get it because they are this way. They don't realize that if their kids were raised to actually know the truth,
they
wouldn't feel guilty. You feel guilty because you haven't done anything and you don't care and you don't want to care. If your kids were actually taught at a young age, they would just it would just be part of their psyche. Like, oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Congratulations. You played
They're not
yourself.
Sit around and feel like what they be. I don't want to be on the basketball team. Why? Because our grandparents were part of white supremacy. Like, that's not going to happen. They're just going to gain some empathy for kids.
Empathy?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Also, we'll get back to Tom Brady, too, but and some sports talk in a second. But first, Laura Stiles, what do you have on your
list? This is a random story, but I find it very interesting. A woman by the name of Victoria Nazarova, she was from Russia. She allegedly targeted a friend who looked just like her to avoid returning to Russia. So she wanted to steal her identity. So she decides to come up to her crib and be like, look, I brought you some cheesecake. Cheesecake was laced with poison.
Oh, boy.
Damn, tried to kill her.
What? Yes. Like, staged it all, made it look like she killed herself, you know what I mean? And was trying to take, like, everything that had to do with her identity. So she was arrested, and
did it work out? Like, where's the story going?
She has attempted murder charges and grand larceny. But fam, you really thought you could get away with this?
Congratulations,
she
played yourself.
Just like me. Let me kill her and just become her.
People really be wilding out here, I think, is the message.
Yes.
Like, when you have the idea of murder in your head,
right?
And that's like a plausible plan. You're like, maybe I'll just kill her.
We just have poisonous cheesecake.
Can you imagine if a friend said that to you? Like, yo, I was thinking about it. This issue at work, blah, 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 with this person. Oh, what is it? Yeah, I was thinking I'm going to kill them.
Just take their identity and become them.
Done with them.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh.
Ready to throw your whole life away.
I guess we're not going to be friends anymore either. You're killing, you're killing this friendship is what you're doing. Because I'm not going to be friends with you, murderer.
If somebody's considering murder, they got bigger problems than your friendship.
I guess you're right. They got big problems, period.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
Nothing to worry about.
I mean, I'm just reading the articles now, trying to catch up and see how I feel. So I'm not going to go full on like, rah, Rosenberg, congratulations. But it does sound like there could be a Steph Ayesha Curry congrats.
What happened?
And the lovely Currys, who we all love so much, they appear to be the latest rich, beloved celebrities to not want low-income housing in their town.
Mm.
Now, what makes the Currys different than other people is the tone in which they wrote the letter. I will say that. It's a lovely tone.
But it's definitely a what is that called?
NIMBY. NIMBY.
Not in my backyard. I want to help people, but not over here.
They said in the letter, they said, we hesitate to add to the quote, not in our backyard. They wrote parentheses, literally, rhetoric. But we wanted to send a note before today's meeting. Safety and privacy for us and our kids continues to be our top priority and one of the biggest reasons we chose Atherton as our home. We kindly ask that the town adopts the new housing element without the inclusion of 23 Oakwood, which would be turning a single-family home into like
a multifamily.
16 multifamily homes that could be as high as 40 feet high. Furthermore, they went on to say that they would also like the town, if that is what happens, they would like the town to increase the fences and, shrub. What's the word I'm using?
Landscape, shrubbery,
and landscaping,
whatever.
To cover, to protect their house more.
So that they don't have, like, people peeping in the yard, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, now, they did include the word literally, so that does imply, like, this is not a mile away in
this
town.
This is, like, right behind us or next to us. Or
which,
whatever.
By the way, I mean, if we're being honest, Steph Curry is the most popular player in the country, in the world, basically. One or two. Do you really want, like, people of any type multi-family housing next to your house. Well, I think if you're being honest.
Well,
I understand where they're coming from. I get it.
I understand where they're coming from, but I understand why people have a problem with it too, and I understand why they could still get it.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Well, it sounds like in some ways they're giving themselves a congratulations. They played themselves
a little bit because they included like with
NIMBY, like not in my backyard means like, yo, I know this is terrible.
Right, you're saying like I don't want to be that way, but we are gonna.
And when you say multifamily, right? Like if I live in a neighborhood and it's my family and next door is your family and across the street is one family. And then next door you're going to say, no, no, we're moving in 40 families. Whoa, 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 whoa. There's 40 new people moving in next door?
40 new families.
Families.
And all the people that come to visit them and all the things that come with
them.
Well,
and then not only that, but then if it's rentals, that's a different demographic.
Different energy.
Than somebody who's an owner. Right? Rent people who rent, they come and go. Turnover's a lot. There's new people moving in every other month, every other year, whatever, whatever. So that changes that also.
And then on top of that, you are, listen, the Currys shouldn't have to pretend that they're like everybody else. They're not. And I don't mean in terms of wealth. I mean in terms of recognition. Like every time they walk out of their house, they don't want to have to be like, oh, there's people around here. You know what I mean? They probably know there are a couple of neighbors and that's it. They know.
Now here's the other side. Once the new families move in and the rental people move in, what you do is you walk over and you give everybody a photo. Here's your photo. Nice to meet you. Hey, it's all good. Everybody got their moment, got their photo.
Done.
It's over.
That should be the plan.
Right? It's over. It can be annoying, but if you're the Currys, guess what you can also do?
Move.
Boom.
You got
congratulations.
That money, bro.
Congratulations.
Stopping you. Real quick, though.
Anywhere. You can live anywhere.
Real Boom. Quick, there's a venture capitalist named Mark Anderson. Who lives in the same area.
Okay.
He wrote a letter much more aggressive than the Currys.
Oh.
And it goes a little something like this. Hit it. I'm writing this letter to communicate our immense, in caps, objection to the creation of the multifamily overlay zones in Atherton. Please immediately remove all multifamily overlay zoning projects from the housing element, which will be submitted to the state.
Exclamation point.
Then they wrote massively again in all caps and immensely again in all caps.
Mm.
And as you remember, Dave Chappelle had a much, with all due respect, nastier approach. He went to his town and was like, if y'all do this, I'm pulling all my money from the town.
Straight up.
So the Currys were very Curry-like. This was all very like, if you wouldn't mind, blah. But still, there's a tinge of...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
So all that big silly talk, hop you up, playing yourself. You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play. A lot of people ain't property owners.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Some people are. Most won't agree with this.
Okay.
Because they're like, this is first world problems. Y'all rich people don't want to create affordable housing, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Which I believe, I don't know, but I believe Atherton is in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. It is. Suburb of San Francisco.
Richest.
Cities like San Francisco, the Bay Area, which is San Jose, Oakland, Richmond, you know, what they call the East Bay, the South Bay, San Francisco, all that. It's broken. Like, literally, corporations don't want to come there and bring jobs. Because you cannot live. There's no affordable housing.
Right.
Mass transit isn't accommodating. So that's why you see here in the city, Google over here on the West Side Highway built a big thing, and they got a couple of buildings. Apple's building stuff. Amazon's building stuff over here because, while it doesn't sound affordable to us, you can live in this area and jump on a train and get to work still. You can live.
Oh, yeah. If these places are in the West Village, you don't have to live in the West Village.
That's right.
You could be coming from East New York and like jump on the train.
Or you could be coming from Newark. Or you could be coming from Pennsylvania. You could be coming from upstate. There's a lot. There's no other area. There's no other hub in America quite like this one.
Yeah.
Where there's this much mass transit. We look at it. We don't like it because we don't like the pricing of it. And it's not really affordable. Like when you really break it down for a majority of people. But this is the problem in the United States right now, is you have the middle class shrinking and you have really, really, really rich people not finding solutions. The people who have a lot are the ones that are supposed to solve the problems, not create the problems. If you want this thing to function, And people don't want to do that. Wealthy people don't want to do that. And they also don't want to make the sacrifices living next to some people who don't have it like them, which is where the not in my backyard thing comes from. But if you're not going to provide solutions, there's certain things that you're just not going to be able to accomplish in our society. And people need to come to terms with that quickly because we got some big problems.
Yeah, before you know it, it's Gotham City, you know, where it literally is that where, like, the rich live out. And when they come into the city, it's scary and everyone's desperate because the rich people live in the hills and that's it. It's true.
So we about to get one of...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
As a society, if we don't figure it out.
T-Row in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
We didn't forget the Brooklyn Nets.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Damn.
Yo, was it 40 points, Rosenberg? They lost by?
They caught it, you know?
I turned the game on, and I looked at the TV like three times. Like, what?
No, it was done from the rip.
Yeah, it was like the first or second quarter. I was like, what is going on?
43 points to you and me. 139-96. I mean, listen, the Celtics are out here doing things. Let's just be real.
And the legend of the game, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, Tom Brady.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Can you bring up the audio one more time of Tom Brady's announcing his retirement?
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring for good. I know the process was a pretty big deal last time, so when I woke up this morning, I figured I just press record and let you guys know first. So I won't be long-winded. Like, you only get one super emotional retirement essay, and I used mine up last year. So really thank you guys so much to every single one of you for supporting me, my family, my friends, my teammates, my competitors. I could go on forever. There's too many. Thank you guys for allowing me to live my absolute dream.
Aww.
I wouldn't change.
Is he crying?
Yeah, he choked up there.
Love you all.
Yeah. Got it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you 45. I feel you, though. Yeah. Listen, I feel it. I feel it as cats we see all the time don't know when to hang it up or hang it up too late, and it's a bad. It could have went out. You could have went out on a high. Could have went out on a high. You decided to come back for one more.
I think you should have now stayed with it. So
congratulations. You played yourself.
So he's just out there hobbling around, throwing interceptions.
He had a couple more years until he was going to be like straight trash. I would have just kept going until now.
Yeah, right.
But why wait?
Rosenberg's cracking.
Why not? No. I'm serious.
No, you're not.
Yes. Stop it. These guys hate retiring. It sucks. Imagine if right now, Laura, when you felt like you were really getting good at radio, they're like, all right, well, it's been nice. Time to sit home for the rest of your life. You'd be like,
was under his control, though, the last time. He could have retired under his own terms last time. Nobody forced him to come back. Nobody forced him to leave.
Oh, no, I understand.
It's all his own.
But I'm just saying, I understand why you would want to just stay then.
No, I get why you want to stay, but you also...
Don't quit in the first place, then. I don't know.
Why is everyone so mad about the man changing his mind? I don't... You know what?
Change your mind, man. No, I'm good with all that, but...
Congratulations, you played yourself.
And that could happen is all I'm saying. The real story for me isn't even his retirement. And I want to bring this back around after 8 because I think all of us in this room and people listening can relate. You know, you love your family. Love your family.
Yeah.
But you need to get out that house every day and go do something with your life. You know what I'm saying? And Tom Brady had a life, an amazing life. He retired. He won the Super Bowl. He could have left the game on high. He was 44 years old. Retired and then went back to work. And clearly his wife was not happy with that.
So we believe. That's the story we've been given.
Yeah, that's what we know.
That might be the story they want us to have. We don't know why they really broke up. He could have been out here wilding. We don't know. She could have been out here wilding. We don't know.
Regardless, let's go with the story we have.
that's what we do.
But the point being is, like, you know, you can have it all, and that doesn't mean that your personal life is in order. You can have tremendous success.
Yep. Professional.
And that doesn't mean when
you
go home, you're the happiest you could be. And so at what point are you actually stopping to find balance? Because you can get addicted to the lifestyle, whatever that lifestyle is.
It's true. Happens to a lot of people, more that are willing to admit.
And I think that's the real story here for me with Tom Brady. Is now you're retiring. You had for you a terrible season. You already had a contract worth hundreds of millions, $380 million over 10 years to do television. So you had another job lined up already. Something to do, something with notoriety, something.
I know he wasn't just going to be home gardening.
Yeah, it wasn't like he was going to be lost and purposeless and like, I have no purpose anymore. Like, he's Tom Brady. He's got businesses and all this. But anyway, I want to bring that back around because I want to hear from all of y'all. Because there's definitely people out here in their car right now like, yo, I get to go to the office today. I'm not stuck in the house. And then there's people who have been stuck in the house with their family who's like, yo.
Well, and a lot of them really felt it during the pandemic.
Right.
Like, yeah. What? I'm stuck with, no.
We'll talk about that coming up. Plus, DJ John's coming in. Cast 197 minutes, commercial free. It's a Thursday. We also got to get into the 50 years of hip hop discussion today.
That's right. Man. What's our subject? What's the topic?
Greatest 50 hip hop songs of all time.
No, I know. But last week we did 90s New York.
I think today we're going to isolate it to one artist. Because there's several artists on that where it's like, which songs from 50 Cent are going to make it? Which songs from Jay-Z are going to make it? Which songs from Nas are going to make it? Which songs from...
Snoop.
Outkast.
I mean, not everyone's getting their own day, guys. It's just everyone.
But I'm just saying, that's all I said. Which songs? Like,
it's hard.
It's going to be tough. So we're going to have to maybe focus on one artist today.
All right, we'll figure it out.
She don't want my love, I guess. Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Started already. All I had to do was light the match. When I said, yo, today, as we narrow down the 50 greatest hip-hop songs of all time, we're just practicing. This isn't even an official thing. We're just throwing out ideas.
Building the brand, the platform.
Last week, it was East Coast 90s.
Right.
No, it was 90 to 95 was the era we had to focus on. Today, I said, maybe we just focus on 50 Cent. Like, which 50 Cent record? Are going to be in the greatest of all time convo. Not the one that's going to make it, but what's in the conversation? Because at a certain point, we got to whittle this down. You can't just go, yo, okay. 50 Cent's greatest in the club, discussion over.
That's how Cass and I feel.
I mean, there's 21 questions.
There's
many
a lot.
Many
nice
men.
Yes.
It's a nice song.
Don't forget Wangsta.
Those songs are great. Love all the songs.
Great song.
Many men.
Love it.
P.I.M.P.
Amazing.
I just
it's just like wherever you go, that's one of the biggest hip hop records of all time. Like, and I'm talking about like maybe not to certain people, but if you leave New York, anywhere in the world, you play that song and people know it.
But I think there's two separate conversations happening. Shawnee and Laura are not arguing against In the Club.
Right.
They're talking about other ones in addition to In the Club.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I'm saying is I don't think there is another one besides In the Club.
That's why this is going
to
be
because you're a troll. You had to go to 50 right away. The most controversial on this show.
I love it, bro. I love it.
Fire starting. Oh, yeah, Laura, the one who just went, what about AO technology?
I'm just trolling
him. Another troll.
Yo, I'm out of here with that one. No way.
AO technology. Yo, open the lines right now, man. DJ John is here.
Is he?
Hey. It's DJ.
Well, he's not here.
You guys, it's DJ.
It's his birthday today, and he decided to call out.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Is it his birthday every week?
Happy birthday, DJ John. You know what I would play if John was here?
What?
In the club.
Facts.
Go, Saudi.
It's your birthday.
Well, happy birthday, John. Yo. Can't say it's as happy much of a birthday. Celebration when you don't come to work, though.
So yesterday, we all knew that DJ John wouldn't be here today. And in the room, everyone was like, yo, John's birthday is tomorrow. He's not going to be here tomorrow. And I said, well, we're not going to preemptively wish him a happy birthday. That's too thoughtful.
Aww.
What type of show would that be?
Not our show.
That's boring. Who wants to be thoughtful and caring? So we're going to give him a belated birthday, a dysfunctional birthday. We're going to forget that he wasn't even here.
Damn. We have a theme song and everything.
Damn, John.
Got it.
Happy birthday, man.
You think it's telling?
Happy birthday,
you think it's telling that DJ John and Michael K have the same birthday? Is that something there?
Hmm. Mm.
You think it's Tully
Wait,
Day?
When was Michael K's birthday?
You mean the year?
No, like it's yesterday?
Today?
Oh,
exactly.
It's today. Share a day.
Do you think it's telling that it's John's birthday and he doesn't want to see our face?
Now that is makes sense. Or I was going to say, you think it's telling that John doesn't want to be at work on his birthday, but John doesn't ever want to be at work. Let's be honest.
I was going to get him coffee John and everything, and he didn't show up.
Yo, I don't never take my birthday off. I'm not a birthday off guy.
Yeah, I love off. You guys know I love. I'm the first one I want to take a day off.
But if my birthday falls in the middle of the week, I'm not showing up to work.
Oh, Shawnee.
Look, well,
Shawnee,
mine is August. You know what I'm saying?
Shawnee's big birthday.
Yeah,
I'm
disappeared.
And by the way, not to spend time with us. That's when Shawnee goes to his real life. Like me, Ebro and Laura, and sometimes Cast. We have our social life that comes together at times, like pretty regularly, semi regularly. Because Shawnee, when he's apart from us, he goes off into Shawnee land. We don't even know where that is. places we don't know.
The elders. You know
he's with
saying?
The elders, the ancestors.
On the other side of the island.
Yeah. He's like burning incense somewhere.
Yeah, I'm gone.
Calling his heathens.
Yeah, exactly. retweeting people saying, pagans. I'm glad you have a day off with those heathens. And Shawnee retweets.
Pagans,
thank
Gentiles.
Thank you, my brother.
You're the pagans. The pagans.
Anything you can think of.
Ebro in the morning. Hello, who's this?
Hello. Hi, guys.
Hi. Right?
Who's this?
I'm an ex Shawnee.
Wait, who is this?
This is DJ John.
DJ John.
What? What? Why are you calling? And who is this?
Am I calling? This is DJ John. I answer your question. I don't understand.
Wait, it really is Juanito.
Hey, it's... why are you calling?
I can't call you guys on my birthday. You guys don't even call me to say happy birthday.
You took the day off.
Yeah, why? What are you doing?
Are you trying to win the prize?
I was trying to win the prize.
Are you going up against DJ John? Wait, is this Juanito versus DJ John?
No, we actually have Stephanie on the line who was calling to be smarter than DJ John. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
1 second, Stephanie. We're trying to figure out what's actually happening right now. DJ John, today is your birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm not doing that today.
Thank you.
I'm doing it today. What other day would you do it?
Tomorrow.
He's like,
I'm doing that tomorrow.
He's going to hit him with a happy belated tomorrow.
Well, because it doesn't make any sense. Why did you not come to work? Why did you not come to work, but you're calling in to work to participate in your segment? I'd make it make sense,
yeah.
Major
bro. Point. Major point there.
I was asked that today's questions regarding me, so I figured I give the question to the caller.
What?
Did that make sense to anyone?
It made as much sense to everything he says every other day.
No, Ebro, no.
Okay. He's part of the question or something?
Yeah. It's DJ John trivia today.
Oh, it's DJ John.
DJ John trivia today. Okay. See, that was so succinct and clear. You could have just said that the first time. So you're calling in to do what exactly?
Give the question.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, he wants to ask our friend on the line the question.
Okay, all right, Stephanie, you have DJ John trivia today.
Okay.
All right. Okay. And John, what prize does she win if she answers correctly?
Monday Night Raw tickets.
Ooh!
Happening February 13th. You know what it is.
And why couldn't you come into the studio to do this if you were going to wake up anyway and jump on the phone?
Last minute. I technically wasn't planned to, but then I was told by a producer, like, hey, it's DJ John trivia. You should.
So wait. And for the audience following along, if you're confused, so am I. John took the day off work.
That's right.
To then get a phone call from work that you have to work.
That you should show up.
That John then called in to be at work.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? All right, John, ask Stephanie the question so we can get on with this segment because it doesn't make any sense.
Okay. Your question, Stephanie, is which country did my relatives come from?
All right, okay. Stephanie. Mm.
Mexico.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Well, he says Mets, like the New York Mets.
Yeah. Mexico.
I don't say it that way.
You do, too.
Yeah, you do.
You do.
All right, John.
Ask yourself the question, John.
Hold on, Matt.
I guess second. So, I mean, Stephanie, you win. You get the tickets to WWE. Woo.
Right. That is done.
Thank you.
Have fun, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Whose idea was this, Griff?
I can't believe you hung up on him on his birthday.
Juanito said, I can call in if you want me to. I'm going through lunch.
Wait, come to a microphone, Griff. I'm tired of yelling across the room.
My God. Okay, producer Griff is stepping on.
Juanito said, I can call in if you want me to. And as I'm going through the lines, I'm clicking through caller 8. And Juanito goes, it's me. And I'm like.
Wait, he called a regular line?
No, he called on one of the hotlines.
But you just can't tell. You're just going through it. Yeah. Oh.
And he's like, it's me. I'm like.
Wait, John's calling back again. Hang on, Stephanie. John, what do you want, John?
My phone disconnected. Sorry about that.
No. It actually didn't.
Hang on, Stephanie. It's on the way, flashing lights. Laura Stiles. What's going on?
Happy birthday.
Wow.
Happy birthday, John. Oh, my God. All right. Well, coming up in the flashing lights report, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announces some big names, okay? Some nominees for 2023 for the official induction.
Yo, hip-hop for Hip-Hop 50? No?
Okay. I mean, there's a few big names in there. A lot of our favorites.
The biggest. No.
Yeah.
The biggest.
So we'll talk about it coming up next.
Yeah. If you want to take the day off work.
That's right.
You take the day off work.
Yeah.
Don't try to call and then be a part of the segment on your birthday and all of that.
Right. Go to sleep.
If not, then just come in and say, I'm only going to do the segment. Because that's what John does multiple things around. You can just walk in and be like, if you're going to be awake, like, because that sounds terrible. I don't want you on the phone. I want you in the studio.
Right.
And part of us calling out is just getting sleep.
Go to sleep.
He's awake.
No alarm clock.
It is odd.
I know.
Once again, DJ John making no sense. Cast 197 minutes commercial free. Ebro in the morning. Laura Stiles, Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
So we will be on Thursdays in the coming weeks doing something that is called the Greatest 50 Hip Hop Records of All Time. And it is based on this being the celebration of 50 years of hip hop.
Beautiful.
Which is the actual date of that is August 11th, which was when the Godfather, Kool Herc, had the party at Sedgwick and Cedar up there in the Bronx. And it's kind of universally known as the beginning of hip-hop. That's the accepted date, if you will, August 11th.
Mm-hmm. I sort of wish they'd made the date a little later.
Like later?
Meaning like 50, it feels...
Year?
Yeah, like meaning they chose it to do it in 73. I'm sure it's literally not the first hip-hop party of all time. Right. And also
but there's
the music...
documentation of it. There's correct. There was the little invite with the on the 3x5 card right. And was... 25 cents to get in.
But how many years was it between that and when there was actually a hip-hop record anyone knew?
Well, that would
be
79 with Sugar Hill Gang, right?
Yeah, I mean, some people say personality jock. But it's 5 years. It's probably about 5 years later. I'm just saying it gives you more time to build.
But so there's all, hip-hop's one of those things that you have all of this mainstream kind of popular culture stuff, right? Like we was just debating 50 Cent in the club. And I'm sure there's someone listening is like, yo, that's not the best 50 Cent record. But that record is universally known by everyone in all walks of life.
Correct.
Right. If you want to talk impact, there you go.
Right? And the word we're using is greatest, right? Which speaks to not just chart position, but also cultural impact.
That's right.
And transcendence in some way, right? Beyond just a particular region. Right? Like it's something that no matter where you go, that people love rap music, you throw it on, people gonna know it.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts us in a position when we start talking about these records or we talk about these artists. There's gonna be records like last week when we brought in Black Sheep. I hadn't even thought about Black Sheep. The Choice Is Yours. Or
Smashola.
Naughty nice. By Nature, OPP, and we didn't even get to Hip Hop Array. But then me as like somebody who really is close to the music, I'm like, yo, that ain't my two favorite Naughty records.
But
mine.
We'll pick up. We'll
but they are
pick,
two of the greatest, is my point. Does that make sense?
Yes, it has a lot to do with our emotional connection to the record, that's obviously. Right. That's
right. Well, and popularity, which is the annoying part.
So then when you get to an artist like Jay-Z, what records are you picking? Which ones are the greatest
across the globe?
Just know we're getting ready. It's coming up next, okay?
Let's go. Flashing lights, Laura Stabbs.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flash lights, lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. Laura Stiles gonna put us on.
All right. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation announced the following nominees for the 2023 induction. It's Kate Bush, Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott.
All right.
Iron Maiden, Cyndi Lauper, George Michael, Willie Nelson, Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
Soundgarden. The Spinners, A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah. Mm.
The White Stripes. And Joy Division / New Order.
How many go in?
I never even heard of that last one. What was the last one? Joy Division, New Order? What is that?
14.
No. How many go in, though?
Oh, I don't know.
Those are the nominees.
Yeah.
Not the inductees.
No.
So now people got to go vote? Is that what happens?
And we don't know who votes, I think, on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I thought the people could vote. A little bit.
I don't think the people vote. I don't think. All I know is...
You better not put Missy Elliott and Tribe Called Quest up there and act like you're not putting them in.
Well, I think not everyone's going in. This is what I never understand about these Hall of Fame things. I complained about it recently. Why is Tribe and Missy even in the same one?
Class.
They're so far apart.
Different.
Tribe was out for a good 7 years before Missy ever dropped a record.
Well, I think it's just like in aren't the Sports Hall of Fame similar to that, where you'll have somebody from one era and somebody from a more recent era getting in at the same time?
Yeah, because it depends. The sport usually have to be retired for 5 years, then you can be. But then some people, they don't get into later, blah, 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 blah. I just feel like A Tribe Called Quest is, when you think about importance within their own genre of music, I don't know that anyone on that list is more important than Tribe in terms of importance to their own genre.
Well, you said some names, though, that'll be.
There's some big names.
I mean, there's Sheryl Crow, Missy Elliott, Iron Maiden. Cyndi Lauper, George Michael.
Iron Maiden.
What was
big.
That? What did you say? Who, Michael?
George Michael.
Oh, George Michael.
Willie Nelson, Rage Against the Machine.
Willie Nelson's pretty important.
Soundgarden, The Spinners.
Listen, I hear you.
White Stripes.
They ain't Tribe, though. I'm just being honest.
No, you're right.
And culturally, they're not Tribe. The amount of people that you meet who love hip hop from our era who would tell you Tribe Called Quest is their favorite, second favorite artist of all time, it's literally practically everybody. If you were, you know what I'm saying? They're so gigantic for hip hop. And I don't know if they're going to get in. I'm saying that because I'm not sure they're going
to
get in.
Well, and also, too, when you speak to what you're talking about, once again, and we'll get back to the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time, what we're attempting to do, which might be an exercise in futility. It might be a complete disaster, but we're going to do it anyway. It's transcendence. Does it reach beyond the core fan base of the genre that they
were
in?
Tribe literally pushed the genre to places it had not gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
There are a lot of people like me who probably never would have truly fallen in love with it had Tribe not sort of tickled that feeling.
And then I say, and you also can. Missy Elliott. Missy Elliott was able, as a songwriter, singer, rapper, making videos to push the genre and black music to places it hadn't been to also.
Yeah, no, she did. She pushed it more in a creative sense, right. More than a... I mean, she broadened also, but she really pushed it creatively.
That's your flashing lights report. The time is 8:06, a high of 40, and alternate side parking rules are in effect.
So you say it's just in the club. That's what you guys say for 50 Cent.
No. No, we're not saying it's just in the club.
That's what I'm saying.
It's... Oh, that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
Oh, you wildin'.
You think that's the most important 50 record?
It's a lot, but it is in the club, but there's a lot of other records that you could be like, ooh.
That should be up for consideration?
Yeah, 21 questions.
But when you're saying when there's only 50 seats... It's just in the club.
And listen, maybe you'll change my mind listening. But right now, I think I'm going to do a lot of, ooh, I love this song. Is it top 50? No.
How many does Tribe get in Rosenberg?
That's the thing. Tribe's probably only going to get one or two. And I recognize that, even though...
It's hard.
If you go through their first several albums, you're going to be like, well, I could pick five off of each one that could go.
Yeah, it's hard.
But what's not going to happen?
You did this to us, Rosenberg. All right, let's go.
I know.
UQHT
and WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Morning.
Sign up for Ride or Die now. 800-223-9797. Or email us at hot97rideordie@gmail.com.
All right, so the category today, greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time. I say we try to figure out what is the greatest 50 Cent record that you would put, that we as a crew would put forward. Laura, you get to pick first. What do you say?
I know it's like annoying to you guys, but I think it's a really important record. And when it drops, it was something that was absolutely everywhere. I was in Hong Kong and all these different countries, and it would ring off. So you can't deny Wangsta.
Oh, hold on.
Wangsta. We got it right here. You say no to Wangsta, Rosenberg?
I like Wangsta.
His eyes are rolling, but...
The production to me is so, like, yeah.
It's 50. Look at, yo, Lauren trying to sell Bobby. It.
Bring it down.
Screwface, Lauren.
Living for do for a die, and I ain't got time to waste. Uh-huh. Let's make it. You say you a gangster, but you never pop none. You say you a wankster, and you need to stop running. You ain't a friend of mine. You ain't no kin of mine. What makes you think that I won't run up on you with the nine? We do this all the time. Right now we on the game, homie. The f*** happened to you?
Did you just big skip? Line, did you just skip? Did you just skip to that? Right?
Of course, you have to.
See, that, and that,
now, and that's telling.
That's telling because he didn't let the whole chorus play because he knows if you let the whole chorus play.
No, it's because then I have to let the whole song play and we have to keep moving. It wasn't just for.
Okay.
There was some big hip hop lines in it.
Yeah.
But do any of you guys truly feel that's a top 50 like of the songs
of all time?
Yeah.
Out of 50s records, it's huge.
But not out of 50s records. We're talking about all records.
Shawnee, what you got today?
I'm gonna have to go with this one.
Queens.
Q York.
No,
what
no,
up?
No, you're not. That's the wrong one.
Oh, oh.
You just
oh.
played that.
You're right.
You was about to play my record?
Yeah. I got it. Yeah.
Which record?
Shawnee, if you put me in Bluetooth, I can play it for you right now.
I got it.
Shawnee says this is one of the greatest 50 records of all time, and not 50 Cent, 50 years of hip hop.
Hey, right. Great song, right?
This is a strong choice.
I mean, movies, all that.
Yeah. Strong choice.
Many men less than a B and trying to take my life away.
Come on.
Come on.
My back on the wall, now you gon' see. Better watch how you talk when you talk about me. Cause I'm coming for way many men.
And the song is connected to how we knew he was living.
Wish death, you know, on me, Lord,
he testifying, no he testifying.
More. Don't look to the sky no more. Have mercy on me. Put money on my head, gone, get your refund.
I ain't dead.
I'm the diamond in the dirt that ain't been found. I'm the underground king that ain't been crowned. When I rhyme, something special happen every time. I'm the greatest, something like Ali in his prime. I walk the block with
man,
the bundles, I've been
great.
Knocking the humble.
It's an excellent record.
And he's speaking all facts.
Got a temper, go ahead, lose your head, turn your back on me.
I ain't there.
I walk around with my waist, chip on my shoulder top.
This beef ain't over.
Many men,
yo.
Many my soul.
Q York, what up?
It ain't global though.
This
is global.
You don't feel like this transcended the tri-state?
I just don't think it was as big as Wangsta. Although it's an amazing record.
Cast one.
It's so much better than Wangsta.
Yes, though. Yes, all that yes, song. But I just don't think it was bigger.
All right, Rosenberg, you up.
I don't know.
What you say is a 50 Cent record, bro. I'm going to let you get to it first.
What'd you say?
Go ahead, Rosenberg.
Go ahead, you get to it first. Because I know what you're going to play in the club.
Oh, I mean, I don't really want to play in the club.
But you said that's the one.
That's the one.
That's not even like my pick though. That's just like how.
What would be your pick then?
Today, what's your pick?
I'm gonna go.
Laura's losing. So
nobody's gonna nominate it.
I know.
No.
It can't be played. It can't count. Nobody plays it.
No, listen. Obviously, someone's going to play it, but I don't know. I would take this. I guess
I'm not gonna play it.
And when we do the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time, remember, it's still going to be up to the people voting.
Correct.
We're going to submit, but it's still people got to vote.
Facts.
I didn't mean to do that.
Oh, the real bad.
Pull up that. Pull up that selector.
It was clean, though. It was clean. The intro is everything, really, though.
It really is.
Because I'm around. You know how I get down.
What up?
What up?
Cass, this still rings off when you play it, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Of course.
This is one beat. What up,
they say I walk around.
I got an S on my chest. And a vest on my chest.
All facts.
Shawnee, you had a G-Unit tank top?
I never had one.
A man's ear?
I wasn't with the G-Unit tank top.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You know, I was OD. He was the only one that could win.
Then they know me. I grew up around seats, pedal to the metal, hotter than a tea kettle. Blood.
What up, you said I have your mama picking out your casket. What up, but they muted casket.
Oh, yeah, it's very clean.
Super that was
clean.
Weird.
So, yeah, I mean, that's...
Okay.
But left in...
That's so, the first one that comes to mind.
By the way, that's for you. That you would personally pick that over in the club.
That was your choice.
I would. I would rather listen to that. Than in the club. That and this I would listen to before.
But
in
why?
The club.
You only get one.
You get two choices.
We can all do it. You know, we're just trying to play with it. I'm not enough to listen to it, but. Yeah.
This ain't the one. It was good, but your first pick is.
By the way, Monday is the 20th anniversary of this album.
Wow.
20 years. Yeah. Big respect. Yeah. I mean, it's just my ISIS.
Yeah, this record was cool. I liked it. I liked it at the time.
I just like his rapping on it better than some of the other ones that are thought of as his
I liked
big
it
hits.
At the time.
I Cash, wasn't play.
I know you wasn't. Shawnee, go ahead. Shawnee pulled this up. I was like, really, fam?
I just,
no, play it. Play
it's not
play
a thing. But
no, but play it. But play it. But
which
play
one?
No.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I wasn't putting it in the top 50. I'm just saying.
She gotta have it, man. She gotta
have it. This is the best song we've played so far. Freak,
oh, wait till you hear my song.
This is one of my favorite 50.
Man, you know me. I just go with the flow. Just a touch, a blow.
Yeah, but this is not the song.
It's not in the top 50.
It's not one of the greatest 50 hip hop records of all time.
Condom pop, that's fair. This all hood to me. And Hollywood's been real, real good to me. Now who gives a f a bitch just ain't shit in the whip? She gives CPR to my.
Whoa,
you losing them, baby.
All right, so.
I was a hammer, but it greatest 50 hip hop records of all time. And the reason we're focused on 50 Cent today is an exercise before we start the actual voting is to kind of. Get our brains going around what the possibilities could be. Because some artists, listen, next week I'm bringing up Jay-Z.
Why are you trying to stress us out?
Because we need to do the exercise, right? We got to
see what's good.
All right, hold on. Did Cass go already?
No, it's Cass 1 now.
Okay.
I feel like it's in the club, but I just wanted to play this.
You just wanted to play this.
Oh, my God.
You see, this is why we can never have that, Cass.
Is that you, John?
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
It's got everything, yo. Beat,
I know.
Hook,
I know.
Flow,
it transcended the region.
Yeah.
Bars.
I actually don't even hate it. As far as like really cheesy, like big pop hits go, like when I hear it out, I still enjoy hearing it.
It still feels good. It's not one of those things that you get, oh, I don't want to hear this song again.
There was a moment.
There was a time, though, when it was like, bro.
Because it was overkill.
Because you were hearing it 25 times everywhere you went. You couldn't go anywhere without hearing it.
And by the way, it still gets played today, which is the conversation around the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time is the things that have transcended. They're timeless.
Mm-hmm.
They transcended a region. They made a big cultural impact. And there's a piece of me that still is like, yo, we celebrating the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time. I want something in there that's like...
Great?
Well, just cultural also. Like, specifically the hip-hop culture, not just mainstream chart-topping culture. And the thing about In the Club is it still feels... It doesn't feel all the way corny.
Not all. No, not all.
Not all the way corny.
Not all the way corny.
Do you have one?
I do. What's Cash yours?
Hey, AM, you know you're my favorite white boy, right? I owe you for this one.
I've been patiently waiting for a track that slowed on me.
Hey, hard. Hey,
that's tough, man.
Definitely tough, but is it the biggest?
Go ahead.
Well, two. What about that? How are you not going to play this, though?
We haven't played. Go ahead.
Yep, that's the one I had. Hold on, Rosenberg. Turn that down. Turn it down. Turn it down. You got to turn it off.
That's the sound of the man cocking that thing. That thing.
RPK Slay,
that's the
of
sound
course.
Of the man clapping that thing.
You're coming from.
Lot, bro.
There's a lot.
We haven't even played Candy Shop yet.
No. We're not going to.
It's still a big record.
Yeah, bro, I don't think you're far away from where I am. Really great songs. He has a lot of great songs, and his overall story and the whole 50 Cent's an icon within the culture, no doubt. But in terms of making a list of 50 greatest ever,
which is everything all time.
I'm not sitting here sweating the next two or like
I honestly think there's out of 50's catalog. Real talk, if we're being really honest, there's three or four records that could potentially get voted on and win.
But they're
in the club,
okay,
patiently waiting. What was the other one? What up, Gangsta?
Mm-hmm. There's a couple more, man. There's in 21 the questions. There's
and I was gonna say the last Many one, men. Which I just asked you to play, was this.
New York City.
Big one, big tune.
You are now rapping.
With 50 Cent. This went everywhere.
Yes.
Big tune.
You gotta love it. I just wanna chill and catch stunts in my 745. You drive me crazy, shorty. I need to see you and feel you next to me. I provide everything you
this
need.
This is one the ladies have voted
like
for.
Smile, I don't want
and guess what? Women vote. So when we put this up online, women be voting.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down? And out, would you still have love?
You see how Laura's dancing?
Girl, it's easy to love me now.
I think this is probably the best song of them all. Like, really complete songs.
Is there any other that, like, real talk? Yes. Not your personal favorite,
yes.
But something that you think if you put up against 21 questions in the club, what up, gangster? Patiently waiting.
Not his song.
Yeah.
Are we not doing that? Okay.
Well, I mean,
right, there's another one. Well,
the game of 50 could go on there, but it's not 50's record.
Right. Okay. Yes.
I
would have chose a couple of game records if that was our. Okay.
And our collaborations. Yeah, but you think collaborations will make it to the top 50?
Yeah, there's definitely some.
Why not? Why wouldn't they?
You don't I'm think I Get Money you, is huge?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. That went everywhere too. This was a moment.
Come on.
This was.
I get it. Talk for me, man.
What up, homie?
What was the other one you wanted to play?
The original.
Oh, yeah.
Because
Bill
this D. has got to be this.
Bill D's got to be.
It's got to be in there.
Rosenberg, I hate you. This was the worst idea ever.
How you not gonna have this? Wait, stop the record. Stop the record.
But this
How
is
you
my
not
point.
Even gonna have this record in the conversation? And I know we were supposed to focus on 50 today, but when we played I Get Money, I was like, yo, out of 50 joints.
But that's my point. Time. That's my point. When we start getting these conversations about should we put in someone's fifth best song, you have to know you're replacing things like this. How could that be replaced?
This is.
I know.
MC and my people call me Milk. When I bust another party, I feel no guilt. Gizmo's cutting up for the suckers that's down with me. The one of us, that's how I feel. To be down, you must appeal to the two. We're rated R. We're gifted and we're going far.
Yeah.
Down the road to the bank. Mm-hmm. While I'm here, I'd like to thank Mom and Dad. They knew the time. Gizmo scratching. Milk is rhyming. Milk is chilling. Giz is chilling. What more can I say? Top billing. That's what we get. Got it good. Since you understood, would you stop scheming and looking hard?
I got a great big bodyguard. So step up if you want to get hurt.
So many lines.
I get money.
Hey.
Money I got.
Uh-huh.
My sons call me honey if they feel real hot. That's how it is. You can ask Giz. I stole your girl while you was in prison.
Violation.
Jail for MC assault. You was jealous. It's all your fault. Yeah. Chilling. Chilling.
What more can I
top billing.
This is what we get.
Got it good. If you understood, would you
clap your hands? A hands and clap.
If your girl's out of place,
it's a girl I slap.
Whoa.
And if you're dumb,
you can ask why. I am from that do or die.
The audio two.
The two is audio.
I got a brother and it's born.
Yo, this song,
impact can't be measured.
Listen,
impact of this record is immeasurable.
So this record, right? I learned about this record after years after it came out, because I wasn't really into listening to hip hop like that. And I was like, when I first heard it, I was like, "What is this? What is this?"
Yeah,
go back and find it. Like, the amount of, make you do that.
The amount of samples, the amount of quotables, just the beat itself. And I know we was focused on 50 today, but I wanted to bring that up just to display how tough this exercise is going to be, which may be a complete disaster. I just want to warn everyone that when we submit the list, there's going to be people voting on it that aren't us.
Yeah.
And they're just going to vote for the record that means the most to them.
Yeah.
Which means you could be looking at a list chock full of things you're like,
I think we make a rule right now. Like, I agree. Everybody gets one record.
Right? Yeah, I think that maybe is
that
the way to go.
That has to be a rule. It has to be the rule.
I'm starting to think Cass is right. Because
what do you mean everyone gets one record?
Every artist get more gets than one record. You can't get more than one.
Because if like to sit here and think about Drake, God bless him. Drake's had an insane amount of hits.
Yeah.
But if we base it on popularity, Drake could get six on there.
Then what about Wayne? And then what about Nicki? And
what about Eric B. and Rakim? What about Slick Rick?
That means Symphony doesn't get on?
That's what
that
I'm
means
saying.
The bridge doesn't get on. That means this one. That means that. That means it. No half step because we're so busy picking five from more contemporary artists. Then you hear joints like that. And if I was to play Nobody Beats the Biz right now, everyone throw their mic in the air and go, "Oh my God!"
It's a lot, you can't.
Now there's word about Vapors.
I'm picking Vapors over Nobody Beats the Biz.
Here we go.
So.
Oh my God! Wait, this never stops.
This is the beat. This is the beat. This is.
Let's just get to it. But this is a great. I'm glad we're doing these warm up days as we get ready to pick songs for the greatest 50 records in hip hop all time. Because it gives us a kind of. Because if we just went into this cold and weren't thinking.
No, it would be impossible. You're right. We really didn't need this. And now we need to marinate on should it only be one song per artist?
Right.
It has to be.
And then do you have to pick their most popular one? That's it.
It's up to us to decide. Oh, I mean, he could bring it in, but we're going to vote.
What are we doing? Enough!
What are we going to do?
They await you.
Okay, party people in the house. You're about to witness something you've never...
All right, I'm going down a wrong alley.
Wow.
Okay, we got to stop.
Reel it back in.
This is going to be stressful, guys. Sure? Ebro, look, I can see by Ebro's face, he's about to play something that's going to just make me even...
Rosenberg's turning in like a different shade of red.
Oh, come on.
Really? No, stop. Turn off. You're not going to start casually getting into Rock Kim at 8:38. Johnny, get out of this.
Stop being a jerk.
Now I slam it when I'm done.
Hey, make sure it's broke when I'm going. No one gets on. I won't let nobody mess up and mess up the scene I set. I like standing in the crowd and watching people wonder, damn.
Don't think about a thing you understand. I'm just an addict addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit. I got to use it. Even if it's jazz or the
it's too much.
Yeah, you're doing too much.
It's too much.
Ebro needs an Ebro to tell him right now. Stop!
There it is.
Stop! No, for real,
there
you're ruining a day.
There it
stop!
Is. There it
we're
is.
Not doing. We're not throwing away Rakim during Guru time. That's stupid. That's a
I ain't
day.
No joke. I used to let the mic smoke.
Oh my God.
Yo, man, Ebro, get control of your show, bro. You're the one who normally would be like, "What are y'all doing?" That
listen,
was loose.
Listen, it was loose. It was
that
loose.
Was Sue, come
and
on.
And I apologize.
Calmate. Calmate.
As we prepare for the greatest 50 hip-hop records of all time, it's great for us to get, you know, an idea of how complex this exercise is going to be.
And I'm glad you guys all reminded yourself at the end there, while it was fun playing all those 50 records, besides in the club, do any of them match up to all the records you just played? Honestly, do they?
Well,
because the excitement went up a whole different level when we just played
for us, though. For us,
well, I mean, yeah.
But the thing about something that we all love being 50 years old is
it's a lot of different generations of,
and we're gonna open feelings. This up to people who
yes.
are voting on the internet. So if you're 45 and you really live this hip hop thing almost in its totality, you better make sure you get your ass out here and vote. Because that list will be chock full of people who just got time to go on the internet and vote.
Mm-hmm.
And that list won't look like anything that you're like, yo, this ain't. And that's why I said this could be a disaster.
Is 50 not
because
enough?
It'll be a representation of something with my name on it. Because Lauren Rosenberg are going to remove their names if they don't like the list. It'll just say the Ebro in the morning.
That's Ebro's list. It's Ebro. You know he'd be trolling.
No, I think it's called the Hot 97 list. We're actually dragged the whole brand into
Damn it, man. Flex is going to be pissed. Yo, let's get to the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shani Coltrane Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro. Don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
All right.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
I'm exhausted.
TheGuruLaura@gmail.com.
That's right.
Where the gurus unite.
That's right. That's right.
Fight
that's
for
right.
what's right.
So I talk that
Fight
talk.
For your right.
Yes.
Shawnee, extra sage today, please.
That's right. Let us cleanse
Yo.
The energy.
Some people heard that Rakim go off and they was like, cancel the gurus.
I would have been fine with that too, but you have to make what we're not going to do is half-ass Rakim. So we're either blowing
that's
off
right.
the rest of the show.
That's right.
Or we're doing it a different
way. Because, then you got to hit my melodies and...
My melody's not making it, but I hear what you're saying, sure.
Microphone fiends. Mahogany. Sorry.
We had to chill, okay? Shawnee's
always
chill.
Good to mention two or three that you know aren't going to make the cut.
It's just amazing.
I was about to hit that Know the Ledge. I would have just gone
Now Know the Ledge,
way.
Paid in full. Now we're in conversation.
All right.
All right. Let us cleanse the energy.
All right, Rosenberg, who needs your help?
I actually got legitimately stressed out just then. Angry. If there was a zoom in of my face when you played the second Rakim record, I literally almost exploded. So annoying.
I told you, you were turning red.
Yo, I'm looking at people saying, are you stupid? You effing stupid. Saying 50 Cent only has 3 or 4 songs in the top 50 all time. All
right, well, listen.
That's where this is going.
Calm down.
This is going to be a problem.
You're going to have 50 fans, Pac
Calm
fans,
down.
Eminem fans,
yep.
Ho mm-hmm. fans, Biggie fans. It's about to be a disaster.
It's going to be a disaster.
Wait till the
Nicki
Tupac
Minaj.
Fans.
It's
going to
be a fight.
Listen,
the Tupac fans? Oh, my God.
By the way, listen, my girl's from Queens. She would put all of 50's catalog on, but she'd be
Too
wrong.
Young.
It's personal bias. I'm sorry. We got to just do what we got to do.
All right, focus. People need help out here.
You know how many artists from Queens are going to get left out?
Rosenberg!
Yo, man.
Yo, what are we going to do with LL Cool J,
Oh,
bro?
My God.
You're going to put on one song and keep it moving.
No, you...
you see the Queens guy?
Come on,
right away.
Because I don't know if you know this, Run DMC has to get on there, too.
You read the damn email. Louise,
Louise. And Tribe Called Quest has to get on there.
Mobb Deep.
So there's a lot of Queens.
De La Soul got to get on there?
Need the email.
Yeah, of course, but they're from Long Island. But yeah.
Right. Oh, you were just talking about Queens.
Yeah, I was just saying the Queens dilemma.
We're just going to do it next.
Isn't Long Island just Queens extended?
I mean, Brooklyn, Queens, Long Island, but no.
True. All right, guys, thegurulaura@gmail.com. Thegurulaura@gmail. Hey, guys,
sure.
I'd like to be anonymous. Guys, can I just say this? You don't have to say that in every email. I've never said
We're
someone's
not
name.
Tell.
I've never said, I don't go, BobJohnson@gmail.com. I don't do that.
Bob right? Johnson
We've
email?
Done it before.
The Bob Johnson.
He's probably going through some things.
I mean, he's rich. All right, my baby mom is 30, and okay. I am 28. Her first kid is 8. Ours together is almost 4. Okay. So next sentence is a doozy. She's a drunk and a liar.
My Lord.
I'm a cheat and a liar.
Oh, y'all are a mess. Stay together. This is going to work out great.
Perfect.
On and off for 6 years, but known each other for 15. We're not currently, quote, together. But I had to move in with her after I couldn't afford rent in our old place. And my mom's husband and I got in a fight. But you sound like a friggin' mess. And we're only 3 lines in. Been back in the same house for 3 months. And she moved out 6 months prior. So I was on my own for half a year. We were still intimate during that whole period. And occasionally still. She drinks in excess and can't put a limit on her drinking when doing so. While drunk, she'll do and say things that when brought up later, she will deny happening. Or... was said till it was blue in the face. Gaslighting me, trying to make me feel crazy. Overheard her talking about why me and her won't work, and it was stuff I agreed with. But when I brought it up, she said she didn't say any of it. So instead of us having a conversation about how I agreed and internalized what she said, and it turned into her gaslighting me saying she never said it, even though it doesn't matter. Then she called me weird and insane because of what I overheard. Mind you, she was half a bottle deep and I'm stone sober with a within clear earshot. As a guest in the house, I gotta let a lot of stuff slide because of my position. Outside of getting my own place, which is in the works, how do I deal with the drinking and the lying and the gaslighting? What she said wasn't a problem. I agreed. But trying to make me feel crazy is just a line that's been crossed. This whole email's making me feel crazy. All right.
Not me. I'm following. You could jump to the end. I already got it.
I'm jumping to the end.
I'm not a guru, though.
And if you can, how do I get myself out of this situation? She's my BM, but she has a serious drinking problem and a habitual liar.
That's it?
me.
All right.
You
his question is how do I get my BM someone?
What?
You can't call your baby moms a BM. You can't
a bowel movement?
You cannot.
I mean, this sounds like a bowel movement. Let's be honest.
Now, in this case, it sounds like that, but in general, that's just a foul. Anyways, go ahead. Yeah.
Not really. I mean, people do
BM
it.
Is bowel movement though, originally. That is the OG BM.
Yeah,
right. Bowel movement. His question is how do I get myself out of this? You have to get a job that can get yourself out of that apartment.
Well, he's working on it.
Right.
He had two questions. He said, at the end there, he said, how do I...
Control her drinking?
Control her drinking.
Deal with her drinking, though.
I think you, sir, should be not focused on that. You should be focused on what Shani said, which is more.
Right.
And for the children, hopefully over time, you can convince her to want to be a better, sober, more person for the children. Because it sounds like, in many cases, according to his note, he wants to be a better person. And do better, right? Like, it sounds like he's like, I accept that we won't work out. I'm trying to get my stuff together. You know, I'm a liar and I've done stuff too. He's not saying that he's perfect.
He said
either.
That they're both liars. She's just a drunk liar and he's a cheating liar.
Right.
But they're both liars.
But the reason
probably be escaping something.
But the reason I say he's trying to do better is because he's writing it down to a note to y'all of him acknowledging his problem. And even overhearing her saying why they won't work, he was like, I agree with you.
Yeah. Look, the thing that pops out to me the most is that there's children involved.
That's right.
Like small children.
Two kids.
Children that are watching you drink excessively and lie and argue, and it's all horrible.
Yeah.
So if you're not doing it for each other, do it for the children. Just have some peace. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have a serious conversation with her about working on her drinking because of the safety of the children also.
And the representation that she's making for the children.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you also have to, you know, come in and make some changes in your life. But it sounds like you want to make a change. But I agree with you, Shawnee. You need to focus on getting your financials together get out, because that's not a healthy environment for you.
Can you just hit the button?
Congratulations.
How y'all took that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, for real.
You played yourself.
Cass, aren't you shocked at how like everyone's taking this and like, let's really look into this? This is a flipping mess.
No,
And on top of that, are you staying there for your benefit or for the...
He doesn't have the money to move.
Exactly.
That's why he's there.
So he's trying to move.
But that's what I'm saying.
No, but I'm not a guru, but I was listening. He is acknowledging his problems. He's acknowledging his contribution to the mess. He's acknowledging that he needs to do better. He's acknowledging even that, I'm living in a circumstance where I don't have any say-so because I'm under somebody else's roof.
Right.
Like, I got to get my own. Like, he's acknowledging his role in the disaster. That to me says he deserves a little bit of love for acknowledging it, writing it down, asking for help.
Agreed.
Right?
That's fair. They both deserve love, and particularly he does for that.
Well, no, but she's not even, according to him...
She's just a disaster.
Acknowledging, like, even when he's like, I heard what you said the other night on the phone, that we won't work out. I agree. Let's discuss. She's like, I didn't say anything.
You know, for the record, that part is unfixable, and what you need to do, though, can y'all just stop having sex?
Yeah, stop focusing on the romantic part. Yes, you're right. You're right
about
that.
Yo,
it's crazy. Honestly, sometimes I feel like I haven't lived enough life. Because these toxic relationships where they cannot resist, they have kids together. And it's been years, but they have to have sex. It's almost like a curse.
It's the drug.
They
don't know how to stop. They will stay in some toxic relationship.
Isn't it funny, though? Because people in great relationships sure know how to stop.
That's so fast.
You know, people in good relationships are like, you know what we should do is just not have sex anymore. Meanwhile, crazy. They can't resist each other. You have to resist. Y'all aren't a good couple. Yeah. You don't want to be with her.
You might have to get those kids out of there. I'm like, I just can't get over the
kids. But there's other people in the house. It's not just him and the mom. They live with her mom or someone.
No, he was with, he couldn't live with his mom anymore because he got into a fight. That was the one other messy part about him. Like, bro, how big a fight do you get into with your mom's boyfriend that you got kicked out?
So there's
out?
Violence, there's alcohol, and there's children.
He
very concerned.
Get your own place. Get sober. Stop having intimate relations with your bowel movement. I mean, your baby mom. And then get clarity, and hopefully then she'll see that you're serious. Because sometimes you got to lead by example. When people see that you ain't playing their games no more, it wakes them up.
That is true.
It wakes them up when people are like, oh, this person won't respond to my advances. This person won't even argue with me anymore. This person has moved out. This person is sober. This person is doing all of these things to not engage with my nonsense right. anymore and has created boundaries.
True.
Sometimes that helps a person go, oh, this ain't a game.
I got to get my life together.
Right.
Because ultimately, you still need her to get her life together because she's still the mother of your child.
Yes, and maybe work with her into some AA.
And by the way, which is back to why I hit the button earlier, because man,
congratulations, you played yourself.
People don't generally become lying alcoholics overnight. It's usually you watched it for a long time, and we're like, oh, but the sex is good and this is fun. So
or the parents are that way, and this is this toxicity for a lot of people, and the people who stay in the relationships. And you spoke about you haven't lived enough life. Well, you were raised in an environment that wasn't unhealthy. So you know the difference. Many people do not know the difference.
True indeed.
So stop having sex with each other. Save up, right. Move out, and try to get her some help because this is not healthy for the children. So say the gurus. Jeez.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Strength, no weakness, no weakness.
Terms and conditions.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.